Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm about to be ordained as a rabbi come January, and one of my great passions as a rabbi is to make the stories of the Bible come alive and bring them into contemporary times so that they have meaning. And in Judaism, there's a specific portion, we call it a parsha, from the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week, in order, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. And of course, like I said, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. And if you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. You can visit my website, lenegditamid.us. That's LNEGDITAMID.us. Lenegditamid.us, not .com. And you can learn more about my offerings, spiritual direction. If you don't know what that is, you can read about it there. Life cycle, funerals, weddings, bar mitzvahs, anything. I do it all. You can also make a donation, which would be greatly appreciated. Well, I can't say the word appreciated today. So thanks. Let's get on with the show today. So I called this the law of the land. There are all these new laws, all these new Supreme Court rulings that have recently come down. And I'm a little behind in my podcasting, but so a couple of weeks ago, Chukat, that means that has to do with laws. That was the Parsha. And when I was writing my blog, which you can find on my website, that was about 2 weeks ago, and I was just coming out of immersive classes on Zoom, which you can imagine long, 6-7 hours a day on Zoom through my seminary, very exhausting. And that same week, we were studying, so the second week we were studying Jewish funerals and baby namings, baby welcomings, covenanting, as in the agreements that can involve a bris, a circumcision, but it doesn't necessarily have to. That covenant, that agreement between God and the Israelite people. So this is all about creating ceremonies, rituals that are meaningful to people, especially today in this rapidly changing world. And so we created rituals to honor these two important ends of life, beginnings and endings, in ways that perhaps have never been done before, for intersex babies, for children that their parents didn't want to decide for them what their gender was, to address all the issues that people are bringing forth in the world today and that are happening. So, these are things that people in past generations could never have imagined would be the case today. So thinking about endings and beginnings, endings, you know, we think of funerals, oh, it's so sad when somebody dies. And when a baby is born, this is a joyous occasion. And according to what our culture teaches us always, right? And while endings can be sad, I was asking the question, do we fight and deny them and only welcome the new with open arms and delight? And can't we honor both ends of life without running away from one and running towards the other? It's become such an extreme thing, with like the Supreme Court ruling on abortion, overturning Roe versus Wade. How, you know, this extremism that has come out of the right-wing movement against abortion, of recognizing life as starting at conception, that was never a thing In the Jewish world, it was definitely was never a thing and still is not. The mother's life always is put above the life of the fetus. If you're going to save somebody's life, it's going to be the mother's. And I've been reading this book. Maybe you've also heard of them. The books on Miriam, and who becomes a Mohelet, Rashi's daughters. And it was a normal thing to just for a midwife to prescribe some kind of potion or something for a woman to take if she didn't want to have, you know, she was pregnant and she just felt that she couldn't have this baby or didn't want to have this baby. She had too many babies already, couldn't afford it. They would just naturally offer it. So I'm kind of getting a little sidetracked, but it's part of the whole extremism around the new Supreme Court rulings that recently happened, like boom, 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 one after another, like a waterfall, like a watershed that just has brought down all this crazy change. And there were the January 6th insurrection hearings. As I was during those weeks, that was happening, and they're still happening. And all these, you know, abortion, climate, guns, all of these things were being ruled on during that time. And my study of beginnings and endings felt really apropos to all of this, because I was thinking, how are all of these things going to change our lives? How are all these new rulings going to affect people? How many more people will die? And I started thinking about, well, everybody keeps saying our democracy is dying. And then I thought, well, has our democracy ever really been alive? Or was it just an illusion? People are like, oh, we have to save democracy. We have to save democracy. The same idea of, I'm hearing, we're in the middle of this terrible heat wave. It seems like all over the world, Europe, over 100 degrees, so many people are dying, hundreds of people. In New York now, it's going to reach, you know, it's 95, it's going to reach 100 with the heat index. Everywhere there's drought, people are dying. The numbers of people that will die because of climate change. And at the same time, it raises the question, was our Earth ever designed to support this much human life? And it could be if we lived our lives differently, but we don't. And it doesn't look like we're going towards that. So the whole idea of death, like that no matter what, death is a horrible thing. And people used to live with death. We somehow think that we're supposed to save every human life. This is, maybe this sounds really sacrilegious and taboo to say this, but people, you know, we thought we were going to stop cancer. We thought we would stop all the diseases and we would solve everything and everybody's going to live forever. And now we're keeping people alive that are suffering, you know, into extreme old age or, you know, being sick. And it's like, where is our value on life in terms of quality of life? So we're all, you know, I mean, that's a lot to think about. And then I was thinking, well, it's like this waterfall, all these rulings that are going to change our lives and make things more difficult. And thinking about water and how water can cause death, or it can cause, or it can be a cleansing, or could it be both? Water, we've had these extreme thunderstorms and terrible flooding, and people are swept away in that. People can die. We had it last summer, we're having it this summer. The subways were just flooded. It's insane. And it's all because everything is becoming so extreme, including the weather, politics, the weather. So ironically, during the 2 weeks that I was in, and further back, that I was in classes, over the past month, probably 6 weeks, my water, the water coming out of my tap, had been very smelly. And it was a really dirty sewage smell. And I began to wonder if there was something dead rotting in the tank. And the building finally got a plumber and they cleaned it out and it was filthy. And who knows how long it had been since the last cleaning. And then it got me thinking about the Parsha, Chukat laws, the laws of that God gave us in the Torah. And it's named for the laws of ritual purification regarding those who come into contact with the dead. The dead, what I was just talking about. Nida is the word used to denote impurity. And in this section, and it talks about it, Nida actually describes a woman in the middle of her menstrual period. And she's supposed to go to the mikveh according to Jewish law to have a kind of ritual cleansing in fresh water, in living waters, Mayim Chaim, in order to be clean, quote unquote, again, for sex. So thinking about the word Nida, which is also used for ritual cleansing regarding the dead, the Hebrew letters Nun Dalet Hey, they imply a distancing. The word implies distancing, pushing away, excluding. A menstruating woman is considered impure and must be distanced from the camp in the Torah. But menstruation is about fluid cleansing her body of that which has died, so the cycle can begin again and new possibilities can be born. Humans are not good at accepting the cycle of life. This is where I was going with all of this talk about death and life, the beginnings and the endings. And we're not good at accepting the cycle. We fight it. We're afraid of it. We push it away. We keep it at a distance. We deny it. But death has to happen. It is what feeds new life. It's that death that feeds new life in the old, as the old literally becomes compost to nourish the new. Any scientist can tell you this. You can't have everything living in order for new things to be born. So I was thinking maybe that's what's happening in our country right now. And, you know, it's been a long time since the American Republic began. I mean, not long in terms of the length, the age of other countries. Yes, we're considered a very young country. But since the revolution, since the American Revolution, our democracy has expanded towards greater inclusivity over time with a lot of fight. But recent trends have taken us back in the opposite direction towards greater exclusivity. And who knows what can happen to other things like, as has been in the news. What about gay marriage? Could that be overturned? So why is this all happening? The old, it seems to me, is wreaking havoc before it goes out, fighting its death to the very end. And by the old, what do I mean? I think you know what I mean. Old white men who believe that their place is to be privileged and should continue that way. So my prayer for Chukat, for this parsha, is that while we honor that which may have started out as an improvement to the old, including our government, may new waters wash away that which is rotten. And may the dying nourish new life and possibilities that come forth from this death. And let us say amen. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.